Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
sitting in the shower.
Yeah.
Actually, I have sat on the shower and listened to this podcast.
Sat on the shower?
Sat on the floor of the shower.
It's removable.
Have you ever done that?
I always take the shower head off and clean the walls.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
You know what I do with it when I take the shower head off?
No, don't want to know.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm trying not to scare me.
Right.
I use it to fuck a bidet.
What, in your bottom?
Yeah.
Oh. That's for.
But it gives it a good clean.
Yeah, but you don't touch.
It's like a.
Yeah, from a distance.
30 centimetres
away. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can do that while it's up there.
No, you can. How?
Stand in front of it. What do you mean? Gravity. It's going to fall down.
Yeah, it falls down. It doesn't get in there.
It does. You just stand there and you kind of spread them.
No, it doesn't work.
I really wish you didn't act that out then.
I'll just show him.
How do you do it, Grace?
I'm not.
You stand there.
Why are your arms folded? I'm getting a lot of like
negative energy.
I came off this show being like, what a great show. I love my boys. I love my team. I love the show. And you've ruined everything.
Ruined.
Why have we ruined everything?
Because
why?
Just.
I don't like this negative attitude from you.
Well, don't give me reasons to be negative.
Oh, great. You didn't need to bring that in here.
That sounds like someone peeing. What did you?
That just sounds like
no. You know
peeing?
What this sounds like? What? It sounds like you're in a tub with a shower head above it, and you put the plug in, and it's slowly filling up the bath while the shower's running because it's falling into a lot of water.
You've won the secret.
No, the Olympics technically have already kicked off, but they officially kick off tonight.
Yeah, that's great. Well, the opening ceremony.
Yes, the opening ceremony is tonight, 8:30, on 7. Channel 7 hold the exclusive broadcasting rights to the Tokyo Olympics.
Big get.
So it's on 7, 7.2, 7.8. And also, if you get the 7 Plus app, it's 24/7 live coverage of everything.
24/7. That's clever marketing.
I didn't do that. I don't think they did either. I think that's just a...
Oh, it works in their favour, though, doesn't it?
No, it so does. You can watch everything on that if you download the app and sign up.
I love those things. I think we've downloaded that app, depending on who the broadcaster is every year, they've always got that app.
There's an app, yeah.
And you can essentially switch between it all. It's great.
So you're kicking off tonight, funnily enough, it is actually, we're already playing.
It's done.
Ollie Roos, I don't understand why we play before the opening ceremony. I tried to Google it, but it's... They basically try to squeeze everything into the 2 weeks, but some stuff just doesn't fit. So
means we'll run out of time if we don't start early.
Yeah. And congrats to our boys, the Ollie Roos. 2-0, 2-0 over Argentina, which is huge, a footballing nation.
Massive win.
What I thought we'd do is we go through our Tasmanian athletes.
Yeah, good.
So these, now I've got a fair few here, Nate, so whenever you want to go to a song, we can go to a song, come back. And keep punching through them. I thought maybe even over the 2 weeks we could get to know these people a little bit more.
I'd love to chat to them too. I know it's very difficult to do so, but.
Yeah, because I don't think we can chat to them during the Olympics
now. Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, there are so many legal T's and C's when it comes to the games and what we can do on the radio. So.
Yeah, what you can and can't do. Yeah. I'll kick things off with Nathaniel Atkinson, who was playing for MN. He's in MN's football team.
Oh, amazing.
Yep.
So he had the victory. Had the victory.
Amazing. It's his debut at the Olympics.
Good.
Plays for Melbourne City, I believe, but Tassie born and bred.
Love that.
So shout out to Nathaniel.
Got some good football players here, don't we?
Yeah, he's the only one that's over there. we've got Stuart McSwain.
Mm-hmm.
It's his debut as well. He'll be competing in the 500 meter and the 10,000 meter. That is the long distance running.
Yeah. 500 meter.
5,000 meter.
Yeah, right. I was going to say. He's doing the 500 as a warm-up, and then he's doing the 10,000.
He's doing the 400 metre, but it's just not enough for him.
No, well, he'll time the 400 metre to also do the 100 as well.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do, but that's how good he is.
Both at once.
He's Tasmanian, mate.
Tasmanian. Yeah. We've got Daniel Watkins. Again, his debut, he'll be competing in the canoe slalom.
Those guys are always so impressive.
In the C1 division.
Yeah, they're the ones where they have the rapids and they've got a control one. Oh, so impressive.
I believe, we'll get to know, I've got some sort of facts about all these guys, but I believe Daniel wasn't really into canoeing as a child, but his parents forced him to. And now he's thankful. But when he was a kid.
Is he?
His parents are getting the Olympic tattoo.
We did it, guys.
We've got Georgia Baker. It's her second Olympics. She'll be competing in the team pursuit for the women, the cycling.
Oh, great. I love watching in the velodrome.
We've got Richie Port.
There's our superstar, our Tassie superstar.
Didn't reply to Grace's text message. That's right, Richie.
That's because Grace probably thought he was a basketballer or something.
He's like, love you for the jack jumpers.
Yeah, congrats on the signing.
It's Richie's second Olympics, and he will be competing in the men's cycling road race.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jacob Birthwhistle. Birthwhistles?
Mm.
Birthwhistle?
Birthwhistle.
Birthwhistle. Birthwhistle.
Birthwhistle.
Birthwhistle. It's his debut. He'll be competing in the men's triathlon individual.
Oh, another. God, we've got some impressive people in impressive events, don't we? Mm. I mean, every Olympic event is impressive in its own right. But triathlon? That's it. We'll go to a song. Oh, that's a good one to finish on.
Yeah. We've got some more athletes coming up. Very impressive. We've got so many Tasmanians there. Nathan, we're currently going through the Tasmanians that have been selected for Tokyo 2021 that are over there and competing, which is very exciting.
How exciting is that? I just love the Olympics. It's so good. Imagine being an athlete over there. I know it's crappy because there's COVID times and everything, but just the energy, the buzz around it.
Oh. I don't have any regrets in life. I've done some questionable things that maybe I'd do again.
But yeah, put yourself in that scenario. Would you do it again? Probably.
Would I do it again? Probably.
Yeah.
Because at the time, it was a great idea. Mm. But I just, you know.
We could have done it.
We picked a sport, and I'm of the belief that you can do anything in life if you put enough time and energy into it.
Absolutely.
Nathan and I are proof of that, because we put a lot of time and energy in doing radio. And here we are.
Yeah, look, we did it. Just keep knocking on the door, mate.
We're not very good at it.
So let me say to you, young people out there, or older people out there, there is still time.
Mm.
There is still time. Learn a sport. Go and do it.
Go and do it. Because I'd love to go to the Olympics. Oh. Too late, though.
Oh, no. Well, you never know.
No. Couldn't be bothered. some other athletes, Nath, that are competing.
Sure.
I've got to shout out Eddie Okkonen.
Oh, Eddie.
In our men's hockey team. His fourth Olympic appearance.
Yeah, he's a vet. He's an absolute veteran.
Yep. Veteran of the team. Shouting out Josh Belt as well. Beltsy.
Yeah, he belts that ball.
He does. Mm. The hockey ball.
Mm.
He's also in the men's hockey team. I believe, I could be wrong here, but I believe Josh initially wasn't selected in the team.
Oh, and then what happened?
Injury, something happened.
How good's an injury?
And then,
I mean, not for the person getting it, but for the substitute.
I think he was a late call-up. I do remember.
He's in
reading,
there.
But he's there now. Which is very exciting for Beltsy. So Beltsy and Eddie over there competing in our hockey team. We've got Sarah Hoare.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Hoare. She will be competing in something that's very close to you and your family.
Sure.
The rowing.
She's a rower. Yeah. I believe she's now in the eight.
Yes.
She was in the four, and she's now been moved into the eight, the
Correct.
Women's eight as well, which is huge.
Yep. Yeah. Her debut as well. A lot of Tasmanians debuting, which is very exciting.
Love the rowing. The rowing is so exciting. God, I love watching the rowing.
For those that may have missed it, your auntie competed in two.
Annie Brom was at Atlanta, and then she was at Sydney. And then she coached at Athens and Beijing.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so exciting, the rowing. I love it.
Yeah. I get around everything.
Mm.
I get around everything. But outside of the Olympics? Rowing,
yeah.
But I think most things outside the Olympics.
Are there other events outside the Olympics? I don't know.
There we got a shout out. Ariana Titmus.
Oh, of course, our very own.
20 years old.
Superstar.
And, yeah, going up against
Katie
Ledecky.
Was she the face of it? She's at the face of...
Harvey Norman.
Harvey Norman. Good on her.
Get yourself an air fry.
Yeah.
13-10-60.
13-10-60, if you want an air fry. We don't have one to give away, but just let us know if you
just
want one.
Just let us know. Yeah. she'll be competing in the women's 200-metre freestyle, the women's 400-metre freestyle, and also the relay events as well. Her debut. Nathaniel Atkinson, as I mentioned before, he's in the men's football team, who won last night 2-0. And finally, this one's a bit, I don't know, same how some people feel about this one, but Chris Golding.
Yep.
Do you know Chris plays for our men's basketball team?
Yeah.
He was born in Tassie. He was here till he's eight.
He was still here, born here.
Born here.
Born here. We'll hold on to him.
He apparently, at 8 years old, was a gun footy player.
Oh,
in
really?
In his under-8s team was like best and
just
fairest
killed
for the
it.
Year. Killed it. And they went, this guy could play in the AFL. He then moved.
At 8, they said this guy could play in the AFL.
Apparently he was that, not at 8. But
I was going to say, at 8 years old, they were like, chuck him in. North Melbourne need all the help they can get.
No. He grew up north, but apparently at 8 he was like that good. Like people were like, this guy could eventually play in the AFL.
Superstar.
But then he moved to Queensland, and they don't have a huge AFL. They do nowadays because he's 32. But back then there wasn't a lot of AFL teams up there. So he started playing basketball, and this will be his second Olympic appearance.
So exciting. So And we got to, I reckon we got a good shot with the basketball too.
Yeah, you know I'm a huge basketball fan. I can't believe it, but we've never medaled at an Olympics.
Mm. Really?
A lot of people don't know that. We've never medaled.
Not even a bronze.
Not even a bronze.
We come fourth?
We have come forth.
Oh, we got the confetti then. That's fine.
We got the confetti. Yeah. But I reckon, yeah, this year more than ever, a great chance for us to medal. So yeah, I'm look, a bit of pressure, but I'm expecting big things from our men's. Our women's team has done well throughout many years, but
for once the men's look like they're
could be this, pretty good. This could be this a could year. Be so like I said, we've got a lot of Tasmanians there. I reckon if you're happy, Nath, over the next 2 weeks, Olympics are on. We'll have a more in depth chat about each one of our Tassie contestants.
And as we know, of course, most of the country is in lockdown, except good old Tassie, thank God.
Touch wood.
Everybody touch wood. If you're out there, find some wood, touch it. Of course, places like Melbourne, they've entered, their 97th lockdown now. More lockdowns than Fast and Furious movies. New South Wales, South Australia, all in lockdown. Because of this, people have come out and shared the sad things that they have begun doing since the lockdown started. The things that they didn't do beforehand, but because they're spending so much time at home, they do these things now. Number one on the list is sitting down in the shower. A lot of people have come out and said, ever since lockdown, ever since they couldn't leave the house when they have a shower, they've been spending longer in there and sitting down. Sitting down when they're in there. People have said, sitting down in the shower is more relaxing and helps them escape from where they are only for a few minutes as the water falls gently onto their backs.
Yeah, well, you know I'm a big shower sitter.
Yeah, you love a shower sit.
Yeah, probably the worst thing that I do for the environment.
You have a chair, though. Don't you sit on a chair? You sit on the ground.
Both. Okay. I sometimes just sit on the ground. Maybe I'm feeling a little sad, a little hungover. I'll just sit on the ground, turn the producer Grace in the studio. You know, you get me. You know
I'm
what I'm
a
doing.
Big shower sitter.
But so I'll just sit in there, let the water run over me nice and hot.
It is relaxing.
But if I'm super, super hungover, I will get an outdoor like chair. I'll bring it in, sit in the shower, and I'll sit on the chair in the shower.
Yeah.
And also order McDonald's, Uber Eats.
And as the water drips over you, eat the soggy nuggets.
Frozen Coke.
I love eating in the shower. I lie down in the shower sometimes.
You must have a massive shower.
No,
I've seen
it's
your
one
shower.
Of those, I hate it. It's a bathtub one. I don't like the fact that the shower's over the bathtub, but you can lie down, which is quite nice.
See, I don't like... I mean, I've sat down in the shower before, but the problem I have is I really struggle getting back up. It's quite difficult for me because I sit down and the body seizes up.
Right, old man.
And then I'm worried that I'm going to stack it. I need those grip pads on the bottom of the shower. Sit down. I'll lean against a wall. I'll lean against the wall and kind of angle the shower head at me, but I won't sit down because getting up is horrific. I'm like, why would I make myself work?
So what, anytime you sit down, you can't get up?
I just won't sit down because it's such an effort to get back up
even
again.
Even outside of the shower.
Oh, yeah, outside the shower, I can get back up and that's fine.
The water, slippery scares
it's just so heavy, that water and slipperiness. Tiles, you know what I mean? Dangerous.
No.
Yeah, oh, mate. Yeah. Just, I can't get back up. So I just lean on a wall. I'm a big shower wall leaner.
That's worse than sitting down.
No, it's not.
It is. This is like leaning there.
Just lean on the wall, angle the shower head at me. So relaxing.
It's so sad.
I was...
The wall's cold.
Oh, at first, but you go through that initial pain and then you're fine. And I don't have to stand back up. I just rock back to the center.
Standing
you've
up.
You've never done that? You've never done a lean?
No.
A shower lean?
Just sit down.
I can get up and down fine.
No, I can't, mate.
What hurts?
Everything.
Shouldn't you be like less seized up in the shower because of the hot water?
No, because I'm not great at I can't cross my legs. Do you cross your legs when you sit down? Or do you put them out straight?
Depends.
Sometimes cross legs, sometimes just the knee, like the high knees. And
yeah, like a fetal position.
Like that, yeah. Like rocking and crying.
See,
shower cry as
you know
well.
The good thing about shower cries? You don't actually know you're crying because the water's running over your face.
Oh, because the water.
So you feel less
sad. I can just hear the wailing from outside.
Well, that's something else.
All right. 13 10 60. Hobo, jump on the phones right now. Where
can
do you
not stand up?
Do you sit in the shower? Where do you sit on this? 13 to 10, 60.
Oh, look, I'm willing for people to call up and say. Because I don't know. I've never heard of shower leaners.
Yeah, well, if you're a shower leaner, of course. But 13, 10, 6, shower sitting is obviously more common, as we've since proven in this studio. 13, 10, 60, do you sit in the shower? Yes or no? Jim, we just asked the question. 13, 10, 60, Hobart, do you sit in the shower? Or by extension, do you lean in the shower like me? This is after, of course, most of the country is in lockdown at the moment, and people have come out and confessed that they have increased the amount of time that they have been sitting in the shower to help them escape, I guess, from what's going on around them.
I will say, though, I only sit in my own shower. I don't sit in anyone else's shower.
Or a public shower.
Or a public shower. Mm-hmm. Or a hotel shower. I just weird it out.
Just weird.
It's the floor.
You want to know the floor.
Because I know I've cleaned my floor well.
Mm. Well, you know your own floor, don't you?
I know what I've done in that shower. And I'm okay.
Well, then you shouldn't be sitting. Right, Beck. Beck from Claremont. Beck, do you sit in the shower, Beck?
I definitely sit in the shower. I have blonde coloured hair, so I have to wash my hair with purple shampoo. And if you get it on the paintwork on the roof and stuff, it never comes out.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been sitting in the shower for, Beck?
Probably about 4 years.
4 years. Four years.
Yeah,
you really need to stand up, Beck, because that's a long time. You need to stand up. That's a long shower. 4 years.
Yeah, not all in one go.
Oh,
I just
don't
wash my hair continuously.
Sorry. Sorry, Nathan. She hasn't been in there for 4 years.
Yeah, right,
non-stop.
Okay. It's a long time to be
sitting
down.
Calling us from the shower. Beck, when you say you sit in there, do you sit on the floor or do you have like a little chair in there?
No. So I sit on the floor and put the shampoo in and then I get up and wash it out.
Okay.
Beck, do you ever struggle getting up? Because this is one thing I find. Every time I sit down in the shower, it's just hard for me to stand up, which is why I don't do it.
Yeah, look, I've got a getting up technique sort of down pat now.
What's that?
I sort of put my hand on top of the shower tap.
Oh,
yep.
And that sort of helps you hop up a bit, because sometimes if you've got nothing to hold on to, it's a bit slippery. And my other hand kind of goes on the shower door wall.
Right, okay, but when you grab the tap, doesn't it sometimes flick over to a different temperature? You could burn or freeze yourself?
Oh, look, it has gone. Well, no, it's one of those mixer taps, so it's quite sturdy.
Mixer tap.
I have accidentally flicked it onto cold before, and that was not fun.
No.
So I got up real quick.
You're doing it right.
It's a good way to get up.
Yeah.
Change the temperature.
Super quick. Emma from New Norfolk. Emma, do you sit in the shower?
No, I've got like a little step stool thingy, collapsible.
You've got a collapsible step stool.
So you sit on the step stool?
Yeah, because there's no way of me getting back up.
Yeah, see, this is what...
Okay.
This is the thing, isn't it?
I thought everyone could get up.
See, it's
not
quite difficult to stand up if you're sitting on the ground in the shower, isn't it, Em?
Yeah, no, I can't get up.
Yeah. Now,
do you have a technique, Em, to get up?
Off the floor or the step stool?
Either. Both. Give us both.
The step stool's easy to get up.
It's like standing up off a chair.
Yeah, okay. What about off the ground, Em? Do you have a technique?
The last time I sat down on the floor of the shower was when I was pregnant, and that was not a good idea.
Yeah, so that's a good excuse.
That would have been hard, yeah.
Was that the baby that you gave birth to, Em?
Yes.
Sam from Sorrel. Sammy, wrap things up, mate. Do you sit in the shower?
Look, I think it's a great idea to sit in the shower. I've just been a bit nervous since that guy had an accident getting two important things stuck in some IKEA furniture holes.
Right, okay.
Remember that story?
No, what happened, Sam? Tell us, enlighten us.
Well, when he started the shower, his jewels were a certain size,
uh-huh,
and they fit through the hole, and then after a prolonged shower and a bit of warmth, they expanded. And didn't come back out of the holes.
This is why I lean in the shower.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week.
What happened to the cow?
My Medicaid.
Poor old cow. Is that himself? What happened? You took away his voice box, did you? You didn't put that cow down, man. He's not well. He's sick. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Give me a bloody burger.
Let's find out this week's number moves.
Jimmy and Nate started the week with a segment that really shocked.
I think oysters people love or people hate. I don't feel like you can really be somewhere in the middle with them. I'm in the love oyster category as well. I will ask you, Nate, how do you feel about oysters?
Complete opposite.
So yesterday we did go to Brilla Bay Oysters. We were given 12, a dozen. I polished off 11. We walked in and Nate goes, look at those pies.
Yeah, and then looked at the guy and I was like, the pies look good.
You also said at one stage, you're like, do you reckon I could swap these oysters for some hot chippies?
Oh, absolutely.
Hot chippies?
I mean, hot chippies.
They're good, but they're not oysters, are they?
No, they're not. They're hot chips and they're better. Sam from Sorrel. Oysters, where do you stand on them?
Nah, I hate them. They're terrible. I'd rather eat fish food.
So this is what I mean. You either love them or you hate them.
Sam, how many oysters do you reckon you've had in your life?
I've had two and I was drunk both times.
You almost need to be drunk to have them, Sam.
That's right. Otherwise, I'd cough it up. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
My wife loves them. We go to Barilla Bay and she'll get the 18 oyster platter and she'll just demolish them.
What do you get when you're there, Sam?
Chippies.
Yeah, my man. My man, Sammy. I love you.
Now everybody at the bay eating chippies. Then the guys discuss the highlight for many Olympic athletes currently in Tokyo, bonking in the hotel rooms during the games.
Organisers at the Tokyo Olympics, in a bid to ensure athletes don't have sex and to help stop the spread of COVID, they have created anti-bonk beds. They are made out of cardboard and can only support up to 200 kilograms or they will collapse. But it's from other things too. So sudden movements, apparently. I've broken more beds jumping on them. You know what I mean? When you're so excited to get into bed and you just leave the ground. Imagine the high jumpers. One of them sticks their hand out. Quick Barry jump over this. Ooh, bang, broken bed. That's what they're stopping too. It's the high jumpers.
Probably flopping.
That's who they're going
after. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to worry about long jumpers. Yeah. They're just over the bed completely.
Bang, straight away.
Pole vaulters can't get their pole in
there. No, that's what they're trying to stop. How did you break the bed? Tara from Pontville. Tara, how'd you break the bed?
We've had four broken in our house.
Busy household, Tara.
Fun household. How'd you break them, Tara?
One was a steel frame, one was a timber frame, and the kids have broken two timber frames.
So you broke a steel frame too. How did it break, Tara?
It bent really, really badly, and just the whole bed went tilt.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've got three kids. There's a way they got created.
This is how we baby make, this is how a bed breaks. After that, the guys chatted which bits of your body do you brag about.
Aussie golf legend Greg Norman has once again addressed the photo that was taken last year walking along the beach where the outline of his was on full display. Look, Greg Norman was on the Today Show yesterday with Big Carl and was asked about it, to which he responded this is what he said. It's just who I am. It's just what Mother Nature gave to me. She was pretty good to me. 131060, much like Greg Norman has done, give us a humble brag about a part of your body that you're proud of. Maria from Sandy Bay, what do you got?
Boys, I have this wonderfully dark, thick, long hair. The problem is, it's a package deal, so I have a bikini line like a hula skirt.
Okay, you say it's a package deal, so are you saying that you don't shave anything?
Oh, no. I actually go and have laser, but the problem is, even with laser, they don't even say, okay, that's $10, $15. They say, okay, bring it in for a quote. So,
heavy machinery needed, Maria?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Sounds like a job for Jim's mowing.
You're a hairy lady. Hair from your head to your toes. You're a hairy lady.
MP3 does it again.
Yeah. Just before we announce our winner, producer Grace is in the studio, the executive producer.
Yeah.
So anything that happens on the show is...
Any call that gets through, all Grace.
All content that's on the show, to tick of approval.
All the EP, mate.
There's no absolute filth on the show this week, mate. How do we do...
What happened?
What do we do?
I don't know. I'm really sorry.
Bragging about body parts and how'd you break the bed?
Yeah, there was a lot. I'm really sorry.
What happened to you this week?
Yeah. How'd you let us do that?
It's been a long week.
You're going to stop us.
Is everything all right at home?
Yes, everything's fine at home.
You're getting a...
You're all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Look, it's just when it's all in one package, it sounds like a lot.
Jesus.
Well, look,
it's enough from you, filth bucket.
Turn the mic off, Nate. Absolute filthy thing. Look, we can't give it to any of that naughty, rude thing, so there can only be one winner. The man that was talking to you about oysters, or more specifically chippies, it's Sam from Sorrel.
Sammy, welcome, buddy. Congratulations. Sam, we got you.
Thanks very much.
Mate,
hi, howdy.
Well done, mate. You are our caller of the week. You're in an exclusive group. Congratulations.
Oh, I feel very special.
No, Sammy, can I ask you, mate, because I know you listen to a lot of the show. You're a friend of the show. You actually called the show earlier. How do you feel? Do you think there was probably too much rude, naughty things on the show this week?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good. There we go. Feedback so, from
you,
Sam.
It sounds like, Sam, you want more of that sort of gear.
Hey, I didn't go that far.
But, you know. Well, Sam, you've scored yourself a limited edition exclusive pair of Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers, mate. Well done. How does that make you feel?
Tight.
Yeah. But we can get you a bigger size.
That's right. Sam, because you are part of an exclusive club now, you are in our paddock of cows. We do need you to do something for us. We need you to moo us out, if that's all right, Sammy.
Sounds good.
Over to you, mate.
Chippies.
Now, Jim, this is pretty exciting. There's a new initiative to help encourage tourism and fishing in many of Tasmania's great fishing spots, and has just kicked off in New Norfolk, down at the Esplanade Wharf. Now, that's where we did that stand-up paddleboarding. We went and visited New Norfolk as one of Tassie's top tourism towns. The water was freezing, but it is a beautiful spot down at Esplanade Wharf there in New Norfolk.
If you want to see that, you can see it on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath.
Now, this is the thing that's exciting me, because the new initiative essentially involves, over the next few weeks, 50 tagged brown trouts will be released across different lakes and rivers. And if they are caught, they're specially tagged with a special tag on them. If they are caught, whoever catches them receives $2,000 cash. $2,000 cash. Guy Barnett, who's the Primary Industries and Water Minister, he was down there. He released one of the trouts, you know, got the big photo for the Mercury, and he said that the government wants to stimulate the recreational trout fishery and boost tourism into regional communities. So the prize pool, $100,000.
That's huge.
I mean, that's if you catch all 50 of them, which probably won't happen. Never say never. But, Jim, this has excited me. This has made me very excited, to the point where I need to play some exciting music. And we don't know, rarely...
I feel like this music falls under the inspirational.
Well, it's kind of both.
Exciting, it'd be like...
Celebrate. Yeah, well, maybe inspirational is a better term to use. Yeah. Now, normally on the Jimmy Nath show...
You can use whatever term you want, mate.
Yeah. We talk about...
It's your show.
We talk about things off the show normally, don't we? And bring them and say, hey, we've got this plan.
We've got this idea.
But now I want to pitch it to you live on the radio.
Okay.
Because I've just thought of it. Why don't we try and catch Hobart's fish? We catch Hobart's fish. We do a show down at Esplanade Wharf in New Norfolk, 3 hours. You, me, Producer Grace, we all have a fishing rod in there.
Yep.
And we catch one of these fish, $2,000. We reinvest that back in a Hobart and we buy something that the people want us to buy. And we let them tell us what we should spend that money on.
Okay.
Hobart's fish. Hobart. $2,000. We spend it back on Hobart.
Well, I mean, I've got a couple of things.
No, of course.
So if we spend 3 hours there, and how many fish are there?
Well, there's 50 in total, but in the river where we'll be, in the Derwent, there's three in the Derwent.
Well, I mean, we can go for all
but,
three.
But, I mean, it's all positive attitude.
Yeah, it's positive. So I don't think you need to limit yourself on one.
No.
We should be aiming to catch all three.
So $6,000. We're going for $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
So one an hour, I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three of us. Mm. Just makes sense. 3 hours, three of us, three fish. Okay. But then, so we say we catch them. So then we just ask Hobart what... But we're spending the money on Hobart.
Yeah, we spend it on Hobart. So we can either... Two options. We can either get people to call up and we just give them a bit of the cash. How much do you want? You want $5? We just send them that money because we will now have that money. Or we get them to tell us what we should spend it on.
We host a party.
Yeah, host a party where we use that money and we reveal whatever we've bought. We have to buy something for Hobart.
Yeah.
Not for us.
We buy a...
A statue of a bronze trout. I don't know.
Maybe not.
That's just an option. Spitball.
Yeah, no,
go with me.
Right. We're live.
We're back and forth.
Little bust of you and me.
Love that. Feels more about us.
No, you're right. Spitballing. Spitballing.
Yeah. We're going back and forth. Here we go.
What about just a couple of... We'll go Producer Grace.
Yeah, Producer Grace, what do you got? Obviously, there's two ideas.
Something nice, like a little park. Like a real small one, but like just a nice little piece of land that you can stand and feel real peaceful in.
You want to buy a park?
You want to buy land?
$6,000 worth.
$6,000 worth of land. You know what? It's probably the best idea so far.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Nath's land.
We buy the land. I mean, again, we need Hobart to tell us what they want. I
feel like these are three bad ideas. I'm
no,
just
they
put
are.
Out there,
but we're back and forth on here.
We're catching the fish, but then Hobart can decide what we do with the money.
Yeah.
I also like the idea of people calling up,
and we just give them a slice of the pie,
but they have to tell us why.
Yeah, exactly.
So they give us.
So we could just give them cold hard cash.
So they say they call up and go, "Hey, Jimmy Nath, I want $100."
Yeah.
Because I got my mate's birthday coming up.
And then we go, great reason, $100 is
or
yours.
Or we go, you know what? You're getting 50.
Yeah. We negotiate with it. I like that too.
I like that one,
maybe
yeah.
we just straight give them cash for reasons.
But they need to tell us
I
why.
I love that. All right. So we'll, before this all starts, we need to, again, throw it to Hobart first.
Also, this, yeah, I mean, the odds of us catching, I'm just saying, let's aim for three. Mm. But even us catching one fish is very
slow. No, mate, we'll at least catch one. I know for a fact we'll at least catch one.
Oh, we can catch a fish, but it may not be the money fish.
See, not with that attitude. I reckon
no, you're right.
I reckon we'll do it.
I was the one who said catch three.
Yeah, see? And I love that. $6,000. Mm. All right, well, before we start this, before we go any further, let's throw it to Hobart now. 131060, Hobart, jump on the phones. Should we try and catch Hobart's fish? Now, you've heard what we'll do with it. When we catch
it... Is this a good idea?
Is this a good idea? Do we continue with this idea? Do we try and catch Hobart's fish? Do we do a show from down at New Norfolk in the Derwent and we try and catch one of these $2,000 fish or all three and then reinvest that money, give the money to you, Hobart? Should we even do this? Jim, I'm excited. I am very excited because we've just asked the question. 131060, should we go and catch Hobart's fish? Because there's a new initiative that has just started to help encourage tourism and fishing in many of Tasmania's great fishing spots, whereby if you catch a certain brown trout that has been tagged, you will take home $2,000 cash. Now, the place we want to go is down to Esplanade Wharf in New Norfolk. There are three in there. Three in the Derwent.
We know three are in there.
We have the vision of catching all three during one show. That is $6,000 and then reinvesting that cash back to the people of Hobart and giving them a slice of the pie. You love the idea.
Yeah, we were chatting about it then during the news and we're going to go with, we're not going to come up with an idea how to spend it because the three of us, you, me and producer Grace, come up with terrible ideas.
Yes.
So we're going to go with the cash option. So if we get the money, people then call us, say how much they need and why.
Yeah, and I love that. Yeah. And then we can barter with them kind of thing, which I think is great.
Like, no, you probably need a bit more. Or no, you probably need a bit less.
Now, the goal will be to catch all three fish during the show, which will be $6,000. Of course, $2,000 each. We will settle for one, but we're aiming to catch all three in the Derwent. All right, let's go to the calls right now because we need Hobart's tick of approval before we can move forward.
Is a good idea or not.
All right, Barb from Brighton. Hey, Barb, how are you?
Good morning, Jimmy and Nate.
Good morning, Barb. Okay.
Plenty of energy, Barb.
We love that, Barb.
More energy than me.
I've got the energy, but I tell you, I can't catch a fish for my life. So if you can catch fish, I'm happy for you to go and catch the fish.
Okay. All right. So green light from you, Barb. And you like the idea is when we win, because we're confident we'll get at least one of these $2,000 brown trout.
Well, remember me.
No, well, we'll remember you. So are you happy with the idea of reinvesting that money back into Hobart and just giving little bits of it to different people for different reasons?
Yeah. Well, if people want to call up and they might need the money for a bill or just to get by, or if they want to use it on tourism, well, they can.
Barb, okay.
I love this.
Green light from Barb. We're one from one so far. Benny from Herdsman's Cove. Benny, what do you reckon? What's your opinion, mate? Should we try and catch Hobart's fish?
Okay. Green light from Barb. We're one from one so far. Benny from Herdsman's
Cove. That's
us.
Ben, you turn down the radio. Hey, Ben, turn down the radio, brother.
Benny. Sorry, mate.
Ah, we got you. Hey, Ben, how are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Now, Ben, what do you reckon? Should we try and catch Hobart's fish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Got any?
Give it a red hot crack anyway.
Have you got any fishing experience, Ben?
Not trout fishing, nah.
No, okay.
Not trout fishing, but you've fished for something before, Ben.
Yeah, crayfish, flathead.
Yeah. Okay, or he better
ben,
than us.
Yeah, well, we don't have any real experience here. What do you reckon the odds are of us catching one of these fish?
Hopefully better than my past experiences.
Okay, all right. Don't encourage us too much, Ben. All right, two green lights, which is good. All
How
right.
many do you need?
One. Vanessa.
Let's be honest. If no one called, we're still doing it.
No, of course we were. Vanessa from Harrow. Vanessa, should we try and catch Hobart's fish?
Absolutely, you should.
Okay, and Ness, you like the idea as well of us reinvesting that money to the people of Hobart?
Yeah, I think you should give 200 people $20 to go and spend in the off-season.
Oh, I like that,
Ness. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Now, Vanessa, same question to you. Have you had any experience fishing before?
Yeah, same answer, not trout fishing.
Not trout fishing. Okay. No. Well, you know, we've got time. We could chat to someone who could trout fish between now and then we do it.
I think that's a good idea. We get an expert down there. Is that cheating, though? Oh, who cares?
It's not cheating, no. Because they can fish, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Vanessa, thank you very much. Three green lights. Adrian. Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, Adrian, is it true? I've got a note here. You're stuck here from Queensland.
That is true. That is true. I came down to visit family and friends after we did the lockdown up there, and now I'm looks like I'm staying a few months.
Welcome, buddy. Good to have you.
Nah, good to have you.
I grew up here. It's a beautiful place. I'm loving being back. Friends and family everywhere.
Oh, that's good. Beautiful. Now, Adrian, you just want to weigh in on this for us. What do you reckon? Should we try and catch Hobart's fish?
100%.
I love that. Love this.
Love that from you, Adrian. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
And look, I'm happy to do a 24-hour stint there for you just to try and catch all three.
You're willing to go down there and try and catch them for us, Adrian?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, I've only fished once in my life and I was about 10 and I caught one fish, so I would say I'm a professional.
That's one more than us, mate.
But that's, I mean, if you fish once and got one fish, that's 100% success rate.
Good call. I like it.
Okay, so Adrian, since you're stuck here, you can't go anywhere else. This is great. It's
probably got a bit of time on your hands.
So, Adrian, you would be happy. So we're going to do the show there. We're going to be doing the show there for 3 hours. Myself, Jimmy, producer Grace, will each have a fishing rod. We might get some guests down there or whatever. But, Adrian, you are willing. So 24 hours you're willing to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You keep me warm and give me Banjo's sausage rolls, I'm good to go.
I reckon we can sort that out for you.
Banjo's are a friend of the show. We can make that up. And then probably give you unlimited sausage rolls.
What do you think, Adrian?
Well, I don't think I'll be going back to Queensland after the lockdown.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going from 24 hours to 48 hours.
Okay, all right. So, Adrian, I love this because you can be our man on the ground. If for some baffling reason we're not successful over the 3 hours, Adrian, you're happy to stay there for the remaining 21 hours to try and catch a fish?
Yep, for sure. You've got me.
I like this.
Welcome to Tasmania, Adrian. Good to have you.
Yeah, they're not doing this in Queensland,
No,
mate.
They're absolutely not. They're not doing it in Queensland.
Stav, right. Abby and Matt.
Who cares? All right. Well, how good's this? It looks like we are a go. And we've even got a man on the ground willing to fish for 24 hours to find Hobart's fish. This is great. Stay tuned for more information on this.
Nathan, very exciting. Please welcome to the show. Get the round of applause ready for Molly Strano, who I believe signed with the Hurricanes just because of us.
Peer pressure, mate. It works.
Yeah, it does. It does. And this is a bit awkward because also it's the GM for the Hurricanes, Scotty Barnes, a friend of ours. We owe him two cases of beer, I believe.
And we were hoping he didn't remember, but Molly reminded him as soon as he walked in.
I think we're in for a second and Scotty goes, "Where's my beer?" Please welcome Molly Strano and Scotty Barnes.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Scotty, I guess we'll need to apologise straight away. We do owe you two cases of beer.
Yeah, so talk me through it. Tell the viewers what happened. 16th of December 2020.
Yeah, it's been over almost a year.
It really has, yeah. We were in Launceston.
We played Barnboogle.
Our chief executive, Dom Baker, had a 15-foot putt to get the chocolates.
He'll tell anybody it was a 50-foot putt, though.
Yeah. That's got bigger and bigger. I think he said a hole-in-one to beat Jimmy and Nath. But yes, Dom and yourself, Scott, beat Nath and I, and we bet a carton of beer, and then it was double or nothing on the last hole, and Dom sunk the putt, and we owe you two cases of beer.
Yeah, that's right.
I promise... It will be there eventually.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can bring it to the Cricket Taz Golf Day on the 3rd of September.
Yeah, well, no more bets with them,
I think Dom hustled us. And Scotty, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, we never play golf. Yeah, we lost up to two holes, mate. Molly, super exciting stuff. Of course, we've had you on the show a couple of times now. We did peer pressure you into signing the Hurricanes. Last time we chatted, you hadn't got any Hurricanes merch or kit yet. Have you got that now? Are you decked out in purple yet?
Still yet to receive any uniform. I'm looking at Scott across from the room here and patiently waiting for my delivery of new kit. But no, super excited to be donning the purple this year. And the fixture was released last week, so I'm really excited to get around the country and play at some of the best stadiums in Australia. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
But have you been enjoying living down here as well, Mol? I know that you were in Melbs and Melbs is back in lockdown for the fifth time. So how nice has it been being here in Tassie?
No, I'm loving my time in Tassie. I had to quarantine for the first 2 weeks, so my experience to moving to Tassie started very slowly. But since I've been released out into the wild, I've had a lot of fun. training's been good, and I've been enjoying exploring Hobart and finding some nice places to dine out and go out and have a look. So, yeah, thoroughly enjoying my time in Hobart.
Scotty, we're super pumped about the season starting, the WBBL and, of course, the BBL here in Tassie as well. Memberships. Now, this is a big thing that we push every single year. Great deal this year for families as well to come be a member of the Hurricanes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as Molly said, schedules were released in the last week or so. So we got memberships on sale as of last week. So for $129, a family of four can come to all five games at Blunson Arena and all WBBL games across the state. So fantastic value for families.
And that time of year, Jim, we've spoken about it so many times, that time of year is the perfect time to be watching some cricket, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, and let's be honest, we know what Hobartians are like. They're always leaving at the last minute. And they're like, oh, how do we get it?
Oh, no, we missed out.
Just buy it now. Because as for that price, for a family of four to go to all the WBBL games across the state and the games here at Blunson Arena for the boys, that's huge.
And so this is the thing, Scotty.
Are you guys making any money? What's going on? Seems like a bad financial decision.
Molly's playing for free. Good on your mind.
Also, Nath, we're emceeing for free as well.
Yeah. Well, because we know that the Taste Festival, unfortunately, isn't going ahead this year. So what better way to spend that Christmas period than by going in Blunston Arena, getting up to University of Tasmania Stadium, watching some cricket, and who needs a Taste Festival? There's beautiful food vans. There's great food vans.
Well, another big one, Scotty, we were talking about it the other day, the Christmas Eve game, which is huge and every year. Nathan, I did mention on the show, I don't know if you heard, but Santa, can we get a yay or nay Santa being there? Because I know that just all the kids will flock if you can say Santa's going to be there.
Yeah, Santa's going to be there. Carols, 3:30 start, so perfect time for families and world-class cricketers. Awesome afternoon.
We were worried because we were talking about when the Christmas Eve game was announced. Of course, we were super excited. We did it on the show a couple of times. And Scotty, each time we actually apologised to you on air. Don't know if you heard it because we promised Santa straight away. Without even consulting you, we didn't know if you'd spoken to the big man or not, but we promised Santa straight away.
Definitely having Santa.
Okay, good. Yep. That's
locked in. There's Melbourne Stars as well, so it'll be a huge game.
See, again, peer pressure works. It's great.
Well, I'm happy to chuck on the Santa suit considering I'm playing for the Hurricanes for free, as you mentioned. So I need a bit of a part-time job, so I'm happy to roll out as Santa on Christmas Eve. So watch your space.
There's Santa, real Santa, and then Molly's like, oh, God, the real Santa's. Molly, how are you feeling about this season and the women? Are you confident, like the team? And again, yesterday, Rachel Priest re-signed as well for another year. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited. Our list is shaping up really nicely. Really cool that Priestie re-signed yesterday. She was the player of the year last year for the Hurricanes and had a really good season with the bat. So that's a really exciting re-signing. So, yeah, I'm super pumped. And as I said, it's pretty cool to be able to roll out for a new team and excited to play some games both in Lonnie and down in Hobart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, we can't thank you enough for coming in. GM of the Hurricanes, Scotty Barnes, Molly Strano, welcome to the family, mate. So good to finally meet you in person. And it is now a race. We need to get her some Jimmy Nath merch before Scotty gets her some Hurricanes merch. And
I think there's so many things going on. We owe him beer. He has her some.
I can't keep up.
Main thing, hobarthurricanes.com.au. Get your memberships
absolutely
today.
Guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. Go the Hurricanes. Good on you.
Thanks guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.